Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Sometimes I have to qualify that here on BTR. I have come across folks in other Bay Areas, Tampa Bay Area, Green Bay Area. It's kind of green in a sense in this Bay Area, to tell you the truth, Ruth. Shouts out to Dick Burns and Fat Dragon. Fat Red Dragon. Shit. Speaking of green. Speaking of Dick Burns, tonight, folks, tonight we have a contest. Over the last couple of weeks, there have been several imitators, but no duplicators. Some folks have taken a stab at imitating me on the internet. And, over the past week, I've collected three such examples by three different individuals. All friends of the show, so it's all in good fun. I enjoy all three of these, but I posted a link here in the chat. If you click on that link, it'll open up a little survey. And you'll see three links on there to three different audio files. And I will play each audio file in their entirety on the air as well. But yeah, so basically what we have is the first ever Battle of the Fake Vince in the Bays. And you can cast your vote if you click on that link inside the chat room. And what you have here is three contestants. Contestant number one, Cowpote. Contestant number two, Johnny Cush. Contestant number three, Dick Burns. So in a little while, I'm going to play a clip of all three of these guys. I'm going to play a clip of all three of these guys. And if you want to get a head start on me, if you're bored of listening to me babble, you can get a head start. They're listed there. You can click on them and listen to them there. But I'll play them on the show, too. Just want to wait for a few more folks to show up. We'll get that going. But yeah, shouts to Dick Burns and Fat Red Dragon and about 8,000 guest listeners. Good times. Good times. Well, you know what? Let's see. Do I have anybody on the calling in? Nobody calling in. Great. Well, guys, if you're listening, you want to join me, it's open lines, technically. I am going to do the... I'm going to play those clips in a little bit, but I'm also taking your calls. 347-826-7667. Oh, I feel like I have like indigestion or something. The only thing I've had today is a falafel. I went and got a falafel for lunch, and I ate half of it and saved the other half and just ate the other half, and now my stomach feels rotten. I feel terrible. Oh man, this is awful. Anyway, I'm Vince in the Bay, VITB. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. YouTube.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's about all the Vince in the Bays I got for you right now. But yeah, we're doing this battle of the fake Vinces. And it's Cowpote, Johnny Cush, and Dick Burns. Anywho, yeah. All right. So I'm going to play these. I'm going to play the first clip in just a second. I'm going to take a quick little break, play a track here, and then come back and. We'll get things going with the first contestant in the battle of the fake Vince in the Bays. With me, Vince in the Bay. Call me 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Stop.
Oh, my God. I'm almost afraid to answer this call. I've been listening to the Sharks game on the radio while I've been working on some shit. And they're tied 3-3 and going into OT. And I stopped to start doing my show, and I haven't paid attention. So I think Goofy's here with me with an update. Goofy, what's going on, bro?
Vince.
What's up? What happened?
My Bay Area friend. We are fucking, I cannot believe, down a man, 3 minutes going into the end of the game, and then 1 minute and a half going into overtime. We still won, Vince.
Oh, yeah. Moving on to the next round, baby.
We beat L.A., people. Joe Thornton.
Yes.
Joe Thornton with the game winner. Oh, my God.
Wow. That is fucking enormous. I'm so fucking stoked.
All I can say is the bra that's coming over tonight, I'm banging her fucking extra hard for
yeah.
the Sharks.
That's the Sharks.
Oh, man, Vince. I was on my fucking toes, man. I was, fuck, man, we're down a man. You know, we're in their turf. Fucking, it was just like, going to game 17, you know, so perfect. But hell no, the Sharks stood in there being the dominant team that they were, and they fucking just breezed on by like it was nothing, Vince. Oh, my God, what a game. What a game six, people. What a game six. It'll probably be rebroadcasted tomorrow, either on NHL Network or Versus. Look on your local listings. I don't know.
That's what's up. Hey, you want to hang with me for a while, bro?
Yeah, I'm waiting for some chick to come over. Yeah, well, I can hang for a little bit.
All right, because we're doing a contest tonight. And your friend Cowpote's in it.
No way.
Yeah, are you in the chat right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, you can still participate. I'll submit a vote for on your behalf. But I want you to be here to hear some of the clips. I'm going to play three clips. I'll play them once this hour and once the next hour, and get people to vote both times. So since you're here, I'd like you to hear all three of them with me, and hopefully, you know, we can do this before your lady shows up.
Okay.
So we have, let me see if I, hopefully, I think I loaded these up. Let me make sure. Jesus. That would be embarrassing if I didn't. Oh, yeah, no, I got them. Okay. All right, so here is there's three Vince in the Bay impressions. I have a survey up. It's posted. There's a link posted in the chat room, and you can vote for who you think is the best of these three impressions of yours truly, Vince in the Bay. This is Vince in the Bay impression number one. This is Cowpote.
Well, well, well. It's Vince in the Bay on Cowpote Radio. It's Free Ball Friday, baby. We're ready to go on Blog Talk Radio. Yesterday you had that little pesky little weather traffic girl, Debbie Daly. Guess what you get? It's April Fool's Day. You get Vince in the Bay. I'm on almost every single night on Blog Talk Radio, and tonight is no exception because we know it is. It's Free Ball Friday on Vince in the Bay. Since it's free today, Cowboy, I don't need any money. But next time, I expect some. So let's get down to business. Usually, on Fridays, I don't wear underwear. So, in San Francisco, it's a beautiful day here. We're having a great time prepping for the show tonight. It'll be midnight central. Cowpote said he just might call in from the airport. You think so, Cowpote? He says yes. He says yes. I hope so. We'll see if we have time to bring him in, because I have a special guest tonight. Her name is Kate Brindle. Go to skatebrindle.com. Kate Brindle. She's a comedy stand-up comedian. We love to laugh on Vince in the Bay. Occasionally I mix in some music. We have a good time. I have special guests as Goofy Boy will call in. The Goofy Boy will call in. We'll talk, play some of his rap music. Also, the One Angry Jew has made an appearance. And you never know, Binion just might come in the door. Now, that would be exciting. And, of course, my traffic reporter, Mr. Ken Moore, will make an appearance as usual and see what's going on in the 405. And Vince in the Bay, I will take phone calls from girls. Of course, girls, I'll get first priority in my queue. Oh, yes. I'd like to clear up a little bit of a rumor here. started by Mr. Cowport here. I am not gay. Yes, I am from the Bay, but I am not gay. I have no problem with gay men at all. The more gay men, the more women are for me. So go right ahead, boys. Have at it with each other. Just stay away from me. I am not gay. I am from the Bay. But Vince in the Bay is not gay.
Okay. That was Cowpoke. I think
you know, Cowpoke is so boring when he's trying to imitate people.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sorry that one was so long. I wanted to chop it up, but then he mentioned you in there, and I just wanted to leave it.
Okay.
Of course, that was just like the beginning of his 18-minute video. All right,
man.
So that's Vince in the Bay impersonation number one. All right. Contestant number two is a BTR host here as well. He hosts the Marijuana Happy Hour on Blog Talk Radio, and as a couple of days ago, he did an impersonation of me, and here's what he sounded like. This is Vince in the Bay impression number two, Johnny Cush.
This is Vince in the Bay. I told you you messed with the wrong guy. You do not mess with Vince in the Bay. Now we have everybody against you. Everybody against you. One versus a million. No mess with Vince. You should have known better to commence with Vince. Why don't you let everybody know your real name is Lance Rawlings? Lance Rawlings. Your name is Lance Rawlings. I'm putting a picture up on my show now. This is Vince in the Bay right now.
Jesus, I think that was it. So that was Johnny Cush.
Can we not play him again? That was more like the devil in Vince.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess...
I'm scared now.
I guess he wanted to kind of try to deepen his voice even more. So he put that effect on. And I don't know, I sound like... Fucking! I mean, I know I sound kind of devilish to begin with, but
folks are
demonic. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, that was Johnny Cush, and that brings us to impression number three, Goofy Bone. This one, yeah, I think you've heard already. I think this one you're intimate with already. But in case you haven't heard it, this is contestant number three is Dick Burns. And Dick Burns showed up on the Ghost program last week posing as me.
Oh, yeah.
And he did a very good impersonation as well. And here it is, Vince in the Bay impression number three, Dick Burns.
Yeah, Ghost. What's going on? Yeah.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm in the bathroom right now. I got to be really quiet. But I got a story for you.
All right, well, first of all, why are you in the crapper telling me this?
Well, it gets to that. It gets to that. So I was at the park, and I ended up being in this circle, passing around a joint. I had a bunch of joints going around. There were like 10 guys in there, and like only like two girls, but they were like way across from me. And so I ended up getting. We had like four joints going, and then. I got one, and one thing led to another, and I ended up kissing on this guy. And,
dude, what are you talking about, kissing on a guy? Are you kidding me?
Well, sometimes that happens when you smoke weed, but I live in the Bay in San Francisco. But basically, I just ran to the bathroom after that to go jerk one out so I wouldn't be tempted to have sex with this guy.
This is a really disgusting revelation there, Vince. Are you actually admitting this? This is something that you partake in?
Well, I was just saying that it was actually kind of a smart idea to jerk one out so I didn't have sex with a guy.
Well, first of all, why do you even need to go into the bathroom and rub one out so that you don't have any temptations with some guy. I mean, living in San Francisco, Vince, is it that tempting for you, honestly? I mean, you're around it so much. Is it the negative gay energy that's just wanting you to, you know, kneel down and service a glory hole in some shit stall somewhere?
Well, I mean, sometimes when a guy's rubbing on you out here, and, I mean, just next thing you know, you got a tongue in your mouth. That's life in the Bay.
This is horrible. This is just utterly disgusting, Vince. Why are you saying this now?
I was hoping I could get more people from the gay community to follow me on Twitter.
Are you shitting me, man? Or is this a joke? Or, I mean, Vince in the Bay is coming out. You know, he's coming out of the closet, for Christ's sake. Are you okay, Vince? Are you sure you didn't just, you know, smoke some kind of, like, PCP or something? You're just wigging out?
Man, I smoke some good medical-grade cannabis. That's all I got to say. I mixed the sativa with the indica, and now I'm in big trouble.
Oh, my God, it's fucking hilarious. My bad. Composure.
Vince,
there you go.
Can I throw my vote in right now? This chick.
Yeah. Let us know. What do you think?
All right. It's got to be Dick Burns.
Yeah. Dick Burns gets the vote from Goofy. All right, Goofy, I'll go record your vote over at this link that should be still in the chat room. Yeah. If you look at that link in the chat room, that is where you can go vote.
You're hella patriot bragging.
Oh, are you shitting me? Serious?
Well, at least on my end, I don't know.
Still? All right. You know what? I'm going to play a track from Goofy and figure out my Patriot Gregging issue, and I'll be right back.
Well, I got to go, Vince. This chick's here.
All right, bro. Go give her a bone.
I'm coming. Hold on. All right. I got to go, Vince.
All right, bro. There goes Goofy's bone. He's going to go give it to her. I'll be right back.
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? You're so fucking hot. You're turning me on. Here's my chance.
Baby girl, you must understand. I could never be your man. I'm just here to be your bones, giving you something to moan. Hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips. Get you nasty, ready to dance. At the end, I wanna be in your pants. Back at my pad, you're sitting it slow. Positions are nice where you don't wanna go. To strangers that are getting freaky. I feel like a plumber, fixing this leaky. Put it in the hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feel so good. She's only in love, but I think it's too quick. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just a big plate, so we talking about our bullshit lives. After the meal, we go for a drive. We smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on the back with the feet in the air, like a naughty vixen. The girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs trying to run away from the bar, cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going. Her husband's at home. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just trying to hold me down, buy me things, trying to keep me.
de forma de vida ha completado la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
To Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey everybody, it's Vince in the Bay back with you for Battle of the Fake Vinces. And I believe I have with me now Kishu. Hey Kishu.
Hi, sweetie.
How you doing?
I've had a horrible day, but
oh, no.
I'm here now, you can cheer me up.
Okay. So you can help me out for a second. Goofy was complaining that I was Patriot Gregging. Do I sound okay to you?
You sound fine.
Okay, good. So I don't know if you did you hear all the contestants on the
Burns wins.
Yeah, you think so?
Burns always wins.
Well, I'm looking at the voting. So the voting is ballots box are still open, kids. Still open. They don't close until I won't close the ballot box until when the BTR bitch says 90 seconds remaining. When that hits, that's the ballot closes there, okay? But right now, as of right now, Dick Burns easily in first place, followed by Cowpote, and bringing up the rear, Johnny Cush. but yeah, so that's next hour. I'll play those again. Maybe I'll shorten them a little bit, but yeah, hopefully we'll get some more people to catch up with us and get in on the voting. But as it stands right now, Dick Burns well in the lead, well in the lead. And if you want to join us, the lines are open. Don't be shy, don't be bashful. All that that flash mob of trolls are gone now. I don't know what that was all about. It was like the guest 5 million, like 17 million. Like usually guests are like, I don't know, 4 or 5 digits. Like these guest listeners were like all like in the millions. Like what is that?
There's some more back, by the way.
Yeah. Whatever. Just don't talk about them. Anyway, so what'd you have for dinner tonight?
I haven't eaten anything all day.
Aw, see, that's why you don't feel so good. You need to get something in your tummy.
I know. I don't ever want anything in my tummy.
What? Are you okay? Are you fapping? What the hell's going on?
That's me. I'm going to need a cigarette. Off my line. Come on, dog. What are you doing? Are you
fapping?
My
bad, dog. My bad, dog. So I feel like crap myself. I feel like shit myself. I feel like I shouldn't have eaten anything today myself because I had a falafel. First of all, I had a very unpleasant experience at this falafel place. I found out there's a falafel joint like 2 blocks from my house. And so I cruise over there. I'm like, oh, cool, neighborhood falafel joint. I go in there. Who's working behind the counter? Mexicans. The fuck is that about? All right, fine. Mexicans working at running the falafel joint. Whatever. All right, San Francisco. Yeah, I like falafel with potatoes and the deluxe with the potatoes and the eggplant. Sorry, no eggplant. Okay, just potatoes. But are you going to charge me as like normal?
Yes.
All right, I'm hungry. I just want fine potatoes and falafel. That's fine. That's good. That's fine. I don't need the eggplant. Actually, eggplant. The texture of eggplant kind of creeps me out. So that's good. We're good. We're fine. Whatever. You know, it's a recession. Keep it. I'm not gonna bargain. I'm not gonna be weird or anything. He just gives me attitude. Meanwhile, like the other guy, Jose is taking my order while fucking Javier over here is making like a fucking, I don't know, I guess they're catering some event. And they're making just like an infinite amount of falafel. Like it's like a fucking, like it almost looks like they had a conveyor belt, a falafel conveyor belt machine just spitting out falafel. And so I was like, would you like to hear it go? Hear it go? Hear it go? For here, I'd love it for here. That'd be great. You know, it's like a nice little joint. You know, it seemed like pretty cozy. Sure, I'll have it here. I'm hungry. I want it now. So I sit down. I swear to God, these guys are pumping out falafel like it's like they're machines. I waited like 20 minutes for them to come out and give me a goddamn falafel. But all they had to do was take one of the falafels that was already like packed up and ready to go, shove some fucking potatoes in it, warm it up and give it to me. It shouldn't have taken more than 5 minutes. $10 too. It's fucking bullshit. You give me attitude. So then I ate half of it and it was all right. And then I brought it home and saved the other half and just ate it right now. And I feel fucking sick. Whatever. You want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay, and it's tonight it's Battle of the Fake Vince in the Bays. We're having a little contest here tonight, and the contestants are Cowpote, Johnny Cush, and Dick Burns. They all did imitations of me, and I got clips of them that I played. And if you click on that link in the chat, you can listen to all three clips and vote. And you can also call in and voice your opinion. Give us your vote on the air, like Goofy did. So I recorded his vote for him. But, yeah. What else is going on?
What about my vote?
Did you vote? Did you go in there and vote?
No, I just said I vote Dick Burns.
Oh, you want me to record it for you? I can go record it. I recorded Goofy's for him. Do you want me to vote for you?
Yeah.
All right, let me go over there and vote. Don't forget to vote. Vote early and vote often. It's like American Idol. You can just stuff the ballot. It's all good. Like, honestly, if you have the most proactive crew and you can stuff the ballot, then props to you. You should win.
Burns is going to win. It's obvious.
Yeah. He's already well in the lead. All right. Let's see who's in the chat room here. Bean Girl, Dick Burns Radio, Fat Red Dragon, and Kishu, and Philopat, and a ton of guest listeners. Yeah, stuff it with Dick. That's right. Stuff the ballot box with Dick. Oh, yeah. Anywho, it's Vincent Bay hanging out with Kishu. It's open lines. Feel free to call in and join us. We can chop it up about anything. It don't matter. I can freestyle it off the top of the dome like it ain't no thang but a chicken wang. And I haven't played this song in a while, so I'm going to jam to this tune and be right back.
Come to bed.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince back with Kishu. And folks, the Vince in the Bay Times is out. And yeah, no, I'm not out. Everybody knows I'm already out. But if you're not subscribing to the Vince in the Bay Times, it's my online publication. And yes, my media empire is vast and enormous, as I am. And just like I have a bunch of different jelly rolls on my body, I have a bunch of different entities and platforms across the internet. And one of those is the Vince in the Bay Times. It's an online publication, and I'm going to spotlight one of the articles that you can find there. This is actually comes out of the 420 Times at the 420times.com. It seems that a Rhode Island House Minority Leader was busted in Connecticut for marijuana. In extreme hypocrisy news, Rhode Island House Minority Leader Robert Wilson, a Republican, has been busted in neighboring Connecticut for marijuana possession. And he was pulled over for being impaired while driving after being stopped at a police checkpoint, and the cops detected the, quote, strong odor of marijuana. What makes this such a big deal is the fact that the esteemed Rhode Island lawmaker has made it a point to comment on his state's marijuana policy. Wilson drew fire in February when he said the state legislature had its priorities right. Quote, if you're a Guatemalan... This is his quote. Quote, if you are a Guatemalan gay man who likes to gamble and smoke marijuana, blah-bitty-blue-blah-blah, witty to be sure, but hypocritical to the extreme. The only way he could be more of a hypocrite is if he had been paying Texas Hold'em with a Guatemalan gay man at the same time. I understand that a conservative. Blah, blah, okay, now this guy's like reading into his. But whatever. This conservative Republican dude got busted for fucking reefer. He's just a fucking lying fucking horse shit piece of garbage, like all the rest. And Vince in the Bay, at the Vince in the Bay Times, is there to expose it to all of you. And you're welcome, kids. Spread that around the internet like wildfire. Enjoy that. Thank you, everybody at the 420 Times, and everybody down there in the Vince in the Bay Times newsroom. Appreciate it. So we have this contest tonight. It's the first. I don't know what I'm going to do if we have a winner tonight. Maybe I don't know how this works. Is it going to be like Jeopardy where I do another round? I don't know. Maybe like a month or so down the line and see if some new ones come along and they can compete against the old champion.
I think whoever wins should get to do your show for a whole night as you.
Oh, wow. That would be pretty fucking win, actually.
I think that'd be awesome.
I would have to... I would be the engineer, but that would be fucking hilarious. I'd be willing to consider that. That's actually kind of a funny idea.
It's a great idea.
All right. I will take that under consideration. I was going to do the huge and just find out what state and town he's in and send him something free from that Craigslist. But we could do that. That's a more creative prize, actually. You know what? Cowpote is going to shit himself if that's what I end up deciding the prize is going to be. Because Cowpote already went to bed. He didn't even make it to the show. Because he's fucking working. But he listens to my shows religiously. And if he knew that the prize would be that he'd get to host my show. Oh my God, he would shit himself. He would. You talk about stuffing the ballot. That dude would seriously stuff the ballot. He's got such a boner for me. It's ridiculous. Whatever. Enough of the gay love. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm not really gay. So,
really?
Keisha, what do you think of that story of that guy? Conservative Republican that was
hilarious, to be honest.
Yeah, busted for reefer.
It's pretty funny. I have a confession to make about Vince in the Bay times.
Oh, what?
I've been, you know, fornicating with your male boy.
Oh, the new kid, the kid that's, yeah, he's cute. I know. All the girls are fawning over him.
I can't help it. He's so sexy.
Yeah, I know. I thought maybe he was gay. Like, maybe he went both ways. I thought maybe he would want to be my cabana boy.
Yeah, you need a cabana boy.
I lost Carl. Carl's gone. He left off with the ghost of Sloppy Swarm. And you know what? Goddamn Sloppy Swarm has not come back. I wrote a eulogy for Sloppy Swarm. It was just sitting here waiting to be read, and he just hasn't come back. He took off with Carl, and they're just like fucking gay butt love heaven. Never to return, I guess.
Yeah.
So if you're out there and you're a cabana boy, hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceTheBay. Follow me. I'll follow you back and then DM me, send me your resume and your headshot. And, I'll take you under consideration. I'm looking for cabana boys. It pays well. I'm not going to tell you the rate, but it's nice. So yeah, check it out, Vince in the Bay Times. Here's the link for Vince in the Bay Times. Oh yeah, good times with the Vince and the VITB Times. Yo, Geo, oh yeah. So yeah, anywho. Why are you so talkative tonight, Keisha?
I don't know. I had a bad day, dude.
All right, here. Maybe this will cheer you up. Hopefully. All right, we're gonna take a break and come right back.
Costume more on our evening dress. She said I should.
Womp Bats. I'm back with Kishu, I think. She said she was dancing in the chat. I don't know. Are you back, Kishu, or are you still dancing?
Yeah,
still
yeah.
dancing.
I'm here. I had the phone with me all the time. And how else was I going to listen? I'm so much happier now. That was amazing.
All right, good.
You were the best.
Cool. All right, and hopefully this will make you even feel even better. We got a caller now. Blocked number. You're on the air with Vince in the Bay and Kishu. What's up?
Oh, hey, what's up? It's Dick Burns, baby.
Oh, yeah, bitch. What's up, Dick?
Oh, I got my hopes up.
Oh, you know, I just had a question. So is this valid? I can vote as many times as I want.
Yes, that's correct.
And then that goes for everyone else.
Why should there be any rules? I thought you're the guy that didn't play by the rules. Why are you even questioning?
I don't play by the rules, but
yeah, I'm telling you, there's no rules. I'm telling you, the only rules are you vote for one of the people that you want, and if you really want to win that bet, I'm telling you right now, you haven't stuffed the ballot box yet, and you're already way ahead. So I don't even think.
I know that's because I told everyone on Twitter, and that's almost 7,000 people. So it helps.
Yeah, I don't think you even have to worry about any underhanded tactics in this one, dude. I think you pretty much are going to win no problem. I think you're going to win on the merits of your talents alone on this one.
Oh, shit. You know, I'm feeling pretty good about this one. I'm pretty good at the I don't know if I'm winning on straight up impersonation tactics, but I think I'm winning on being funny, maybe.
Satire. I look at it as satire. Maybe it's not so much impersonation's probably the wrong wording. You're right. It's probably more. It's more just satire is what I'm looking at here, because obviously none of the three sound like they're mimicking the exact tonal qualities and all that bullshit. But the essence, you caught the essence is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? If it's like, if there was an audio biopic on BTR version of it, that you captured the essence, and that was fucking brilliant. Ghost was awesome. Best supporting actor right there, Ghost. He's fucking brilliant, dude. The guy is a fucking phenom.
I think he was high at the time, and
he needs to get
like
sponsored or something.
I when you were telling that story about, what was it, a congressman or something getting pulled over for weed?
Yeah.
Also,
in a different state.
Guy,
in a different state.
Guy, Antoine Dotson. Hot Joe Kids, that guy, he got arrested for weed this week too.
Oh wow!
Go ahead and tell that homeboy.
I was trashing him on Twitter. He hasn't responded. Nobody responds to me when I trash them. I trash celebs. That's kind of like what I'm starting to do.
Hey, thanks for posting that. Thanks for posting that thing where it was like some guy's got like an elephantitis of the cock or something. He's got a huge penis, a huge shaft. And then, like, instead of a ball sack, he's got, like, a vagina that looks like it's been, like, infested with, like, I don't know, God knows what. What the hell was that all about, dude?
This is a dude from Hanson, I think, right? That picture?
Oh, no, yeah, that was the dude from Hanson. Yeah, it's a blown-out asshole. That's his butthole.
Oh, that's the, he's got an Audi asshole.
Yeah,
most people have any assholes. He has an Audi.
It was, like, just blown out from, like, taking, like, big, fat, black dicks. I don't know.
So is that what I have? Is that what I have to look forward to in about 20 years?
I don't even know. I don't even think it takes 20 years. I mean, I think it just takes some vicious activity. If you get a fucking rectal pounding, I think then you get a blown-out b-hole like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I tagged the entire Hanson band in that post where I photoshopped his head on the fucking gay dude's body with the blown up butthole, and we'll see if he responds. So that would be funny.
I'm sure his fans will respond. And that's what you
want.
That's what you want to respond.
Go after...
What?
I go after the people who are trending, and I just talk trash. For some reason, Joey leapt up there today, and I posted a pic of him that said it was a picture that I saw on his Facebook, and I was like, what the fuck? And he just looks so skinny and just, like, shitty and old. And I just posted, Joey Lawrence, he's Ricky Martin with full-blown AIDS. And I posted that on my blog, and then I tagged him in that shit and posted a Twitter entry. So we'll see if he says anything.
Yeah, dude, you gotta check in with me every week and keep me up to date on the progress of all these various projects. It's amazing how these things.
Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom, they were trending. I'm starting to do it with the people on my Twitter, and it's only gonna get worse because now it's just like I hate a lot of people. I think I'm just tell them, and so it's just gonna get progressively worse. 7,000 fans were approaching here, so a lot of
wow.
People love to see me pwn people.
That's awesome, dude. You just started your Twitter like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
That's insane, dude, and you're already up to 7,000? That's awesome, man.
It's safe to say that a lot of people love dick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I don't know. Shit's going good in the Twitter world. I'm a social networking superstar. Jesus Christ. But, yeah, I'm going to keep trashing people. And, they don't accept the pick on Twit Picks or whatever, I'll just post it on my blog. Fuck them. And, yeah. They wouldn't let me post this picture of a guy with his dick, like, just with peanut butter smeared all over his dick. And I posted that I had a new way to help keep weight on a sick dog by feeding dogs peanut butter this way. And so I was just waiting for people to click the pic, and then next thing you know, they see a dick with peanut butter all over it. But yeah, they wouldn't accept the pic, so I have yet to post that.
Damn.
Sounds
yeah,
hot.
I'm going to keep it real. People like to see weird shit, or at least I do. And hang with Dick, you'll see some weird shit.
And real quick, what's your Twitter again, so these souls can.
Oh yeah, basically, I am a Twitter noob. I mean, I don't really totally understand that numeric symbol. I think it has to do with lists and whatnot, but
it's a hashtag. They call it a hashtag.
Is that what it is? I mean, but
yeah,
I like
trendy.
Twitter.
That's how they can tell what's trending.
Oh, is that it?
Well, no, the
trending,
the trending
kind of
can
like
go by,
but that's how they calculate it, pretty much.
Well,
right?
No, the trending is just the words. Like sometimes a hashtag will trend, but that's a way to get things going to keep like within a certain subject. If you like attach a hashtag, let's say you want to fuck with all the conservatives on Twitter, you put the hashtag TCOT. So you go hashtag, lowercase t, lowercase c, lowercase o, lowercase t, and that will link up to everybody who's a top conservative on Twitter, okay? If you want to fuck with all the libertarians, you go the same thing, but it's TLOT, top libertarians on Twitter. If you want to fuck with the progressives, it's hashtag P2 because they're progressives 2.0. There's just shit like that. If you want to follow, if you want to spam all the marijuana heads, it's MMOT, marijuana movement on Twitter. There's just shit like that everywhere. Just little, it's like memes all, but it's Twitter
so wrong.
Hashtags.
Yeah,
I have to figure
Twitter
that shit out.
Yeah, you can really fuck with a whole group of because you know there's groupthink out there, and Twitter just plays with it so hardcore. Like I follow a Red Eye thread by hashtag Red Eye because I like that show Red Eye, and so all the fans of that show will attach that hashtag to their tweets so that everybody else who's watching Red Eye, because they'll live tweet Red Eye while the show's on, and just
Red Eye's a show about airplanes.
Now, Red Eye is like a, it's like a talk show. It's a late night conservative talk show that's trying to be kind of like sort of to be the equivalent of Daily Show for the conservatives, but on Fox News.
Oh, okay. Because the only term I knew for Red Eye was like a red eye, right? Or when a dude spreads his butt cheeks open and shows you his asshole.
It's also,
I was hoping
it's
it wasn't
also a
the
late night TV show. Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a third.
Now there's three. I am aware of three now.
Yep, it's a show. I'm a big fan of that show. I love it. One of my faves.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm not really like, I look at individual issues and I can be like, you know, different sides of the argument. I don't really claim a political party, and I only really that like affects me directly, which isn't much. So, you know, I don't even get into politics if it's trolling somebody. Like, if I can get somebody really pissed, like, then I'll...
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You don't know how easy it is to get all of those groups pissed. Well, not the marijuana people. The marijuana people, I was just thinking because, like, you had that one on that 420 blog you had. Like, you could have linked that to, like, hashtag MMOT, and, like, they'd fucking... lick you all over the place, man. You get followers on that for sure. But what was I saying? The other ones, you can follow some of those and just, I don't know, just, you know, conservatives. What are they? What gets them all their panties in a wad? Abortion, gay marriage, all that shit. You know, you could just. You know, just be a gay person and spam them, you know, just be like, because all you have to do is look at their threads, and it's pretty, really, it's really easy, really quick to just look at their timeline and just get a quick idea of like who they talk to and where their head's at. And you can just fuck with them so easy because they're usually just like tweeting back and forth with their friends, and they, you know, they'll talk about, they'll get into a crazy discussion about some issue, and then they'll crosstalk with the people on the other side of the issue, and they'll get into heated debates, and then there's infighting within each. Like, I follow some people, like, for a while there I was kind of following a lot of the conservative bloggers and all these like Tea Party activist type people, because, you know, I was down with like the End the Fed movement and some of the Ron Paul shit that was happening, and then that was kind of like the early Tea Party shit, and then all of a sudden that, like, Fox News came in and sort of hijacked that whole thing, and it just got perverted, and so I like kind of lost me like before I even really got started. But yeah, there's I during that process I kind of started following a bunch of conservative bloggers, and it's crazy the amount of infighting that just goes on within the little cliques within the clique, you know. And
it's so
easy to fuck with people, and I've seen people troll other people within cliques, I don't want to give away names, but I've seen people dox other people, you know, on Twitter, on their blogs and stuff, other people in within the conservative activist movement, pretty hardcore actually, and so it's amazing that, and that's what it is. Like, that's what happens in the media on a larger level, too. People are doxing people all the time. It's all about getting you in a gotcha moment, right? It's all about, you know, catching you with your pants down or whatever. And that's why, like, this, you know, a lot of these new journalists, well, that's what they're calling themselves, these bloggers and stuff. They do these gotcha things like sting videos where they have, you know, undercover camera, you know, cameras and stuff. Like this kid, James O'Keefe. You ever heard of him?
Who is it?
James O'Keefe. He did the pimp videos that allegedly took down Acorn.
Acorn, that singer guy who sings rap and R&B.
No, this would be more like Acorn's fan base.
Oh, Acorn.
No, yeah, Acorn. No, Acorn, A-C-O-R-N. It was like this
idea.
Community activist organization that was all over, it was nationwide, and this kid did like a little undercover sting video. He allegedly went into one of these Acorn offices posing as just two kids trying to like like a guy and his girlfriend trying to pimp a guy trying to pimp his girlfriend in order to make some money and try to find housing and stuff. And like they're like asking these people that work at Acorn if they can help her and their friend, you know, sell themselves. And these people, I don't know, apparently they have them on camera admitting to, you know, trying to help them out, saying oh yeah, well, sure, we can help you out with that. But then after the fact, the people were like, oh, we were just trying to stall them and because we thought they were weird and they were dressed funny and they looked nervous and blah, 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 blah. But apparently this was embarrassing enough that that entire organization a couple of weeks later just called it quits. They got their funding pulled from Congress, voted to defund them, so they had lost, because I guess they were getting a lot of their funding from grants or whatever, or funding from the government, and the Congress decided, just voted to defund them, and so they just pulled the plug almost like instantaneously. And
that's
it all
weird.
Started with this.
I don't understand.
It all started with this kid basically trolling them. This kid basically just like trolled them. Took them fucking out.
I don't understand why people get in trouble for trading their body for goods and services. I think that should be allowed. I mean, you know, it's your hole. Fuck it. Just trade it out. You know, you want my couch? Yeah. Suck my dick. Fuck it.
Totally.
You know, simple shit shouldn't be illegal in my opinion.
Yeah. Hey, if anybody
wants to...
What's that?
None. Just crazy world we live in.
Yeah, absolutely. Wild, wacky stuff. Zany, crazy, funky, wild situations going on out there. And thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm Vince the Bay. I'm going to pause a moment to offer up thanks to the Lord up in the heavens for blessing us. And... turn to my good friend Patriot Greg to lead us in prayer. Patriot Greg, take it away.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was
major. Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh,
my
it's
God.
Not. It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the troll wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the troll wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ, turn them off! These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Vince the Bay. He is not gay.
You stupid son of a bitch, shut up!
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vince the Bay?
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Yeah, right, me.
Vince is a slob troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
And Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
We're on the network. Taking calls. The number is 347-826-7667, and we have some callers here lined up, so let's get to it, shall we? I have somebody here that's a Skype caller, and that says they're the right-wing Jew. Go ahead, right-wing Jew. You're on the air with Vince in the Bay, Dick Burns, and Kishu.
Well, well, well. This is your friend and pal Benjamin Solomon.
Oh, hey, Benjamin Solomon. It's been a while, bro. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm hanging out with Dick and Kishu. We're just kicking it. Nothing special. We're having a contest tonight, by the way. You're welcome to vote in it. It's a contest. There was three people that appeared on the internet this week posing as me. And I thought they were all pretty hilarious in their own individual ways. And I made a little contest tonight. And I wonder if you want to take a minute to hear them and vote.
All right.
Okay. So you're a friend of the show. You know my shtick. You know how I do it here.
Where's Goofy Bone though?
Oh, Goofy. He was here a minute ago. He'll be back. He went to bone a chick real quick. We'll be right back, though. He's celebrating. The Sharks won tonight, by the way, everybody. The San Jose Sharks, congratulations.
they defeated in overtime. They defeated the Los Angeles Kings, and they're moving on to the next round of the NHL playoffs. And so Goofy's celebrating by giving a girl a bone now. But he'll be back. He'll be back. Just you here while we're waiting for him. You can play this. You can listen to these clips and then vote. Okay. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, Benny. My God, you're there. Okay. All right. This is Vince in the Bay impersonation number one by Cowpote. All right, Vince in the Bay impersonation number one, Cowpote.
Well, well, well. It's Vince in the Bay on Cowpote Radio. It's Free Ball Friday, baby. We're ready to go on Blog Talk Radio. Yesterday, you had that little pesky little weather traffic girl, Debbie Daly. Guess what you get? It's April Fool's Day. You get Vince in the Bay. I'm on almost every single night on Blog Talk Radio, and tonight is no exception because we know it is.
All right, blah, blah, blah. So that's the first one. That's Cowpoke. All right? You with me? Are you with me, Ben, so far?
Yes.
All right, that's number one. It's Cowpoke. Here's number two. Number two. Impersonation number two, Johnny Cush.
This is Vince in the Bay. I told you you messed with the wrong guy. You do not mess with Vince in the Bay. Now we have everybody against you. Everybody against you. One versus a million. No mess with Vince. You should have known better. To Vince with Vince. Why don't you let everybody know your real name is Lance Rawlings?
All right, blah, blah, blah.
Lance.
So that's, all right, shut up. Okay, there you go. So that's impression number two. That was number two is Johnny Cush. Now now here's number three. This is the third one. This is impersonation number three by Dick Burns. Impersonation number three by Dick Burns. And this is actually taken from another BTR show. He appeared on The Ghost Show. And this is Dick Burns doing me on The Ghost Show.
Yeah, Ghost. What's going on? Yeah.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm in the bathroom right now. I got to be really quiet. But I got a story for you.
All right, why are you in the crapper telling me this?
Well, it gets to that. It gets to that. So I was at the park, and I ended up being in this circle, passing around a joint. I had a bunch of joints going around. There were like 10 guys in there, and like only like two girls, but they were like way across from me. And so I ended up getting. We had like four joints going, and then. I got one, and one thing led to another, and I ended up kissing on this guy, and,
dude, what are you talking about, kissing on a guy, are you kidding me?
Well, sometimes that happens when you smoke weed, but, I live in the Bay, in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's true, that is a side effect of smoking weed, sometimes you kiss up on guys, but yeah, that's impersonation number three. Dick Burns. So what do you think, Bennyman? Who do you think did the best impersonation?
The other two. I think I'm going to have to. See, it's a close call between two or three. I think I'm going to have to go with two.
Oh, really? Johnny Cush. Wow. Interesting. Okay. That Johnny Cush on the board. There you go. Let me go ahead and record that for you. I've been recording. The people that call in, I record it for them. But Beach Bunham in the chat room saying he likes number three, Dick Burns. So go ahead and vote. Just go to the thing and vote. But wow, you heard it there. The first vote recorded, I think. I'll have to double check, but I think that's the first recorded vote for Johnny Cush, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Yep. One for Johnny Cush. There you go. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. What else is going on with you, Benjamin? I know you got a show coming up tomorrow, probably, right? What have you been talking about in your program lately?
Well, we've been, talking. we've been talking about politics for one thing. Yeah, I've been talking about politics lately.
What in particular in politics? Like, what issue is burning in your mind right now?
We've been talking about, like, American politics and also and about the Muslim Brotherhood uprising in Egypt as well, and also about Israel, as well as the terrorist Nazi-like scumbag so-called Palestinians.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Wait, the Palestinians are Nazis?
I'm not saying all Arabs in the territories are, but, you know, I'm saying the terrorist Nazi-like scumbag so-called Palestinians are. You know who they are.
You mad, bro?
Well, what do you mean by mad? I'm mad
at
some
mad.
Stuff.
You sound mad. Dude.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Okay. You sure?
I'm sure. Well, I'm mad at some stuff, but I don't,
oh, what,
I don't
what,
think
what are
I sound
mad,
mad now.
What are you really... Yeah, what are you so mad at?
Left-wing idiocy, for one thing. Also...
So you don't like liberals?
I don't like left-wing politics. Left-wing politics is defective.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If we eliminated left-wing politics, would there still be right-wing politics?
Oh, yes. Right is right. You know what I mean. Right is right.
Yeah, but if there's no left anymore, what is it? How can there be a right? You know, you see what I'm getting at here?
Yes.
You wouldn't
yes,
be the right anymore. You'd just be it. So if you fuck up, you'd be wrong.
No. Yeah, well, except for now, we can have right-wing politics without left-wing
right.
politics.
Hey,
but
hey,
anyway,
don't play tricks
right
with me. Hey,
right,
don't try to change.
Wrong.
Don't try to change the subject with me.
Right is right, or... left is wrong. Right is right,
don't
left
try
is
to
wrong.
Change the subject
repeat
with
after
me. I don't
repeat
need to take your
me.
Ad hominem
right
attack,
right,
Benjamin Solomon. I can think
right
for myself.
Right,
thank you very much.
Wrong. Am I muted?
Yeah, no, you're not muted. I can hear you. I'm just
right
talking over.
Right is right, left is wrong. Right is right, left is wrong. Now repeat after me. Right is right, left is wrong.
All right, let's take another call. 248, area code 248. You've been waiting patiently with your hand up. You're on the air with Vince of the Bay and Benjamin Solomon. What's going on, dude?
Hey, man, I got some questions for you, and I think they'll be a little fascinating and exciting because this last caller, I'm sure, is losing some of the listeners' interest.
Okay.
First question I have for you, if you don't mind, and I'm just curious. Do you think Ryan Seacrest is a homosexual or a metrosexual or probably both?
Metrosexual.
Metrosexual?
Yeah.
Okay.
Metro.
All right. Because I don't see him with too many chicks and stuff, but maybe he's just one
yeah.
he likes to keep that out of the spotlight.
I think at this point he's had so much goddamn putang that he's just over it. He's just like, yeah. I don't think he's turned him gay, though. I think he's just like, yeah, whatever.
Hey, I'm calling it from
maybe
Detroit. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, maybe he's just like a that kind of guy with both ways, and he just, a hole is a hole to Ryan Seacrest. If you got something warm for him to put his dick in, he's doing it. No, maybe he's just everything.
Yeah, that
okay.
too.
Okay. All right. Next question I had, and I'm calling in from Detroit here, is
nice.
You probably know about the Charlie Sheen debacle. And
well, this is what I heard. I heard that he started off really rough in Detroit, but he's refined the act and he's picking up steam.
You know what? It could be. I know that he wasn't too big in Chicago, but I heard his show was a little bit better. But anyway, what I was curious to get your guys' opinion. Do you think he might be asked to do the Dancing with the Stars deal now that, you know, he's kind of bounced off the sitcom circuit, you know, and once his comedy tour deal ends with them, or so-called comedy tour ends, that he could be asked to go on the Dancing with the Stars, because they do pick up a lot of, like, the washed-up celebs,
yeah.
you know. Or...
Yeah, oh, yeah, I at this point, I don't think there's any option that he would rule out, but I would imagine going back to a major network show might cause some sort of contractual problems. I'm sure whatever happened with his falling out with CBS, I bet you he's because usually almost every time, whether these people are fired or their contract ends or whatever, even after their term is expired or whatever, they still are like obligated not to appear on another network for like 6 months after. That's why you see like Conan went away for a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys, they go away for like 6 months at a time because it's part of all the legal mumbo jumbo that it's just easier for them to just sit it out, not deal with all that, and then come back. So that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. My next question is kind of a little bit of a conspiracy question and funny put together, but you probably heard of the Art Bell Show and George Norrie Show. They had an interesting topic.
Coast to Coast?
Yes. They had an interesting topic on a couple years back is there was actually some evidence, I guess, about a time machine being held at the Vatican. Do you dismiss that as just something that's just a total joke, or do you actually see a possibility that there is some type of time machine in one shape or another that could be hidden in the Vatican?
I don't see any reason why there couldn't potentially be one there. You know what? I actually traveled to the Vatican, and I would have had a better answer for you, but I was shut out of the Vatican because I was wearing shorts. They wouldn't let me in the Vatican with shorts on, and I was I was there. It was just starting. It was at the beginning, the tail end of spring, beginning of summer, so it was starting to get hot, and there was no way in hell I was going to wear pants. And I was just like, fuck it, I'm not going inside the Vatican. So I don't know what the layout is like there, but. You know, I think if the Vatican wanted to, and if there was time machine technology out there that was only within the grasp of the elite, I think the Vatican would certainly be one potential suspect to have such technology. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, but I doubt it. I doubt it's happening. I doubt they have a time machine.
Well, the one thing that someone brought up interesting as an argument for that real quick is that the one thing that the Vatican, if they did have that technology or that machine, let's say it came from somebody else and they turned it to the Vatican, they would be one place, I think, that would definitely understand the ramifications as far as what could happen with time travel. But moving on, I was going to ask you guys, do you view Louis Farrakhan as an anti-Semite? Because I've read articles about it, a lot of his sermons and his speeches, that he's been viewed as an anti-Semite.
Yes.
What do you think?
Louis Farrakhan is an anti-Semite. I just had to.
Benjamin Solomon is saying yes.
Sorry to interrupt. But I just had.
Benjamin Solomon has some opinions about Louis Farrakhan. I personally have no real issue with him. I haven't really heard a lot of his speeches or anything. I've seen bits and pieces of him, and I saw one interview with him talking to Obama, and let me see if I might have it right here. Let me see. I don't know. I'll look for it, but you know, he's had some interesting things to say. Him and as well as. Who's the other dude? Obama's preacher guy. You know what I'm talking about?
I know he's out of Illinois that you're talking in near Chicago there.
Yeah, he's the crazy guy. They just play the same, like, goddamn America. They just keep playing that same clip over and over on a loop. Like, that's the only thing he's about. Like, goddamn America. I don't know why I can't think of his name, but, like, basically Barack Obama disowned this guy, and I've heard some of that guy's speeches, and he talks a lot of sense, dude. He talks about a lot of some really fucking heady shit, and I can dig most of what he says. I think some of these guys have some extreme views in some regards. I would guarantee you I don't agree with everything any of these guys say, you know, on political and social issues, but I think they're smart people and they're wise men and they're you know, intellects. And they know better than a lot of folks. And I think what scares me more than them is their minions that just hang on their every word.
Oh, well, that's just like you. Real quick, you got the Rush Limbaugh and the Michael Savage's followings. I mean, hey, they're making money. They got their own little spiel
you know, ultra conservative Republican spiel, but hey, more power to them. They're selling books and making big money and got a listening base, but you get a lot of people that, you know, they can't see anything different. Whatever they say is gospel.
Yeah.
But real quick, do you ever think that Roman Polanski will ever be brought back to America or will come back somehow and be and have to answer for his rape charges in L.A., or you think that...
Didn't they already extradite that guy? Didn't they just try to do that?
You know, I heard about it, but it hasn't happened yet. And I was just curious if somehow they'll ever be able to get him extradited, or would he? Well, I think he's smart enough. He knows he ain't going to come to the U.S. or Canada. Because,
I think he's,
you know,
in a position where he can. He has enough money to keep it tied up in courts forever.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me sick real quick when his name gets brought up and people praise him as this, when he did the movie The Pianist and some of these other ones, and they're honoring
yeah.
him
oh, yeah.
at these
oh, yeah.
award shows.
Yeah, I thought it was
like,
ironic. I thought it was ironic, yes, absolutely.
There's a reason why he's not there, everybody. Let's
yeah.
not be politically correct here.
Yeah, and you know what, I think, hey, Dick, are you still here, Dick?
Yeah, you still got some dick.
Hey, Dick, you took down Roman Polanski, didn't you? Wasn't that like the first big pedo you took down?
Yes. No.
That was actually Dick Burns that took down Roman Polanski. You're on the air with him.
I annihilate pedos. I'm a world-famous pedo destroyer.
Next question I always love talking about is... do you think Pete Rose should be allowed in the Hall of Fame, considering he finally did admit to gambling and baseball? And if he was eligible,
what is
I guess.
The Hall of Fame? Come on, what is the Hall of Fame? Let's just look at it. What is the Hall of Fame? It's just a make-believe little temple that the baseball league erected in honor of itself. It's a big circle jerk to themselves. I don't give a shit if he's in it or not. I don't. Who gives a shit? Who cares?
Okay.
Yeah, I really don't care. I mean, he did a douchebaggy move, you know, betting against his own damn team. That's some shit, you know, just
yeah,
as a person.
Yeah, but think about it, though. It's a big game to begin with. I mean, why shouldn't they be betting? And who's to say, you know what, who's to say that everybody else isn't doing it? He just was stupid enough and got caught.
That's true. I mean, it doesn't make it right, but, I mean, he's just probably a douchey-baggy. I mean, I don't really give a shit about the Baseball Hall of Fame either way, so whichever way they decide, I'm okay with.
Okay. Next question. There was a news story in the tabloid back in the 90s that I read, and it was talked about a little bit that a few people actually spotted Elvis outside a family restaurant in El Paso, Texas, and I know there's been plenty of Elvis sightings in that, but what I mean in the ask is, do you think that he staged his death because of the pressure of the colonel and or as a way of getting off drugs, and if he's still alive or he did live for a number of years after his official death, that he could have been living a number of years in South Texas or Mexico, or do you just see that is just something that's just been a big joke over
the years?
The
answer is yes. The answer is yes. What's the next question?
Sure.
No. I mean, I saw him dead on a toilet. He was a fat bastard dead on a toilet.
Oh, yeah, Dick Burns got that. Yeah, that's on Dick Burns' blog. I think he unearthed those photos. He's got them. Yeah.
He was dead. He was a fat bastard. Asshole to his entire family and everybody around him. He's the biggest prick on the face of the earth in the end days. Like, he was just a piece of shit. And yeah, I saw that guy. He was dead. He was dead for sure.
Okay. Cool. Good deal. Next question, real quick. Do you think Donald Trump has to get approval or is seeking approval from the Yale Skull and Bone Society before he would actually make his official announcement that he would
no,
go
no,
in the
no,
running
no, because
for GOP.
He's not running.
No, he's not running. So
no, because he has. You know what? He has an out right now. He's got a contractual obligation to GE and NBC right now, and he's mm-hmm. obligated to not do any political stuff, or he can't announce until like June or something, and he's just milking it. He's milking it. In June he'll re-up his contract with GE and move on. He's
okay.
not doing it. He's not doing it.
I mean, he's going off on the tangent of, you know, he's bashing basically the government spending, right? And you know, he's going off on Obama, you know, not having a birth certificate, which I mean, I can understand that. I mean, you got to follow a certain amount of rules to, you know, get elected. And I mean, if he's not doing that, and if he faked that shit, get his ass in jail, to be honest. I mean, put that nigga in prison. But but I don't understand if he's going to be running. I mean, I know you said he's not, but if he was going to run and go off on, you know, how the spending is and how he'll take care of it, hasn't that guy filed for bankruptcy so many damn times?
All right. Good deal. I got two last questions for you guys. Next one is, if you had Dan Quayle on your show as a guest or he called in, what would you ask him, or would you like to talk about it if he answered all questions, no holds barred?
How do you spell potato?
All right. Last question for you guys. Would you guys do live on the air on your show a beer tasting test, and do you think you guys would be able to tell the difference between some of the major beers such as like Bud Light, Miller Lite, Labatt's, and Coors Light? You know, if you had five or six good beers in front of you in the cups, or you think after you have a couple of beers they would taste the same, and I would request you guys.
Now you can stop
official.
The question. You can stop the question. I don't really drink anymore, but I could probably taste the difference between some of the beers, maybe.
Okay.
Dick doesn't drink. You don't drink, do you, Dick?
I haven't had a beer in like 6 years. Like I don't drink, and I could do it with soda. If you want to get some RC Cola, Pepsi, Coke, you want to switch it up, you want to get some store brands, I can tell that shit. I can tell Faygo from freaking whatever. I'm not a juggalo, though, but I'm just saying. But beers, I mean, it's probably going to taste the same to me when I was like 21 and I was drinking. Like, I mean, I got the cheapest shit. Like, I got like I get like a 30-pack of Milwaukee's Best Ice with my homies, and like we would just pound them down, and sometimes they were warm. We didn't give a shit. It was just, what's cheap, let's get drunk. Like, so yeah, I'm not exactly a quality man.
Lastly, before I leave real quick, if you guys don't mind, do you think Britney Spears would do a porno with Jesse James if enough money was offered on the table there?
Jesse James? The guy who cheated on Sandra Bullock?
Jesse James, the Playboy model. She's got a show, Jesse James. She's a real big, well-known adult actress. She's on the Playboy channel, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you now.
Britney probably wouldn't do it right now, but give her a couple of years.
Okay.
Doesn't she have a bunch of money already? Like, I mean, she has a bunch of money. Like, I mean, I don't know if she's money motivated to sell her body out. I mean, although that bitch is crazy, so you never know.
Well, hey, guys, thanks for answering my questions. You were great sports, and you know what, man? You got a great show.
Run on, bro. Peace out.
Hey, only on Blog Talk Radio, my friends. You have a good one.
Hey, wait a second before you go.
Damn right.
Are you a BTR host yourself?
You know, actually, I'm not. I thought about doing a show, but with my two jobs, I haven't got to it yet. But I think what people don't realize, and I'm not kissing your butt, but I don't care if you're Blog Talk Radio, satellite, or mainstream. There's a lot of work that goes behind that crap. You got to get your own spiel going. You got to do research. I don't care if it's comedy, it's politics. A lot of people think it's just, you know, once you get your thing set up on Blog Talk, you just start talking, and it's just a blast. But there's a lot of work that goes behind radio, and I think a lot of people don't appreciate what goes behind there. You know, I was listening to your guys' show here the past couple of nights. I want to call in with some funny questions, and you're good sports, and you guys got a good show, man. And I mean that. I'm not joking.
Cool, man. No, I know. I appreciate it. Sounds heartfelt, and I bought it. Didn't sound like a troll at all. I appreciate it, man. Thanks. Late. All right, we got a caller now. A blocked number, 111. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
No. Is that a sine wave? Is that a sine wave?
I love that.
There's a, when I went to film school, we I took like a what was it? Like avant-garde cinema class. And one of the films that we watched in this class, one of the many amazing films that I discovered in my avant-garde cinema class, was this song, or it was a 45-minute film, and it was just one shot, a continuous zoom. It was like some guy took a postcard, a picture from a postcard, and tacked it up to the wall in like his loft somewhere, like Soho or some shit, and took his camera and just did a really slow zoom. I forget if it was in or out, but just did a zoom shot in on this photo, really ultra slow, like a very slow creep over the period of 45 minutes. And at the same time, there's a sine wave playing with it that increases in pitch as it zooms in, to the point where you like almost want to get out of the fucking theater and leave because your ears are bleeding because it's ringing so goddamn, like, at such a high pitch frequency. And that's the whole film.
Oh my God.
Target. The other cool film I saw, this dude, Derek Jarman, he's this artsy fartsy filmmaker. He's a gay dude. I think he lived in San Francisco. He got AIDS, and he got all kinds of diseases, and he just was really fucked up, and he started losing his sight. So he decided to make a film about him losing his sight. And I guess in the first stages of him losing his sight, like, everything before it went completely black, things were just kind of bluish. And so he did a 2-hour film called Blue. And it's just, there's no cinematography at all. It's just a blue screen for 2 hours with a soundtrack. That's the movie.
Did people make fun of him?
Dude, people fucking, like, it was actually really fucking cool to watch the audience, because a lot of people were, you know, most people fell asleep, but some people could just got up and left. And,
that's a fucking nasty case of AIDS when you lose your vision. Like,
yeah.
AIDS just isn't killing you with the common cold anymore. It's actually making you go blind and create blue screen movies.
He was dying for. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was AIDS. I gotta look it up to verify, but I'm pretty sure. Let's take another call.
Well, you said he was gay. I mean, it very well could be AIDS. Yeah. Probably a good bet there that you're right on the money. But oh man. Who released it? It was just like an independent film.
Yeah, I gotta look. It's on IMDb. Just let's see, Blue.
Is he still alive? Or I mean,
no, he's dead. He's dead. I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would think so.
Derek Jarman, Blue film. Oh, it was his final film, 1983. Blue is the 12th and final film from director Derek Jarman, released 4 months before his death from AIDS-related complications. Such complications had already rendered him partially blind at the time of the film's release. Yep.
The complication was probably a sore throat.
And guess what? And guess what? It premiered on Channel 4.
What?
Channel 4 on BBC Radio. 4chan.
Oh shit. Oh.
Conspiracy.
Look at
so
this shit.
So deep. Oh my God.
I wonder if I get a blade that AIDS man's film. I want to watch the blue screen.
Here, check it out, dude. They even like.
I'm gonna tell too many AIDS jokes. I'm gonna tell too many AIDS jokes in my life.
Dude,
and
this
it's
is
gonna
another
end
thing.
Up getting me hit with a blow dart with AIDS.
I love how if you go to the film here, I'm gonna paste the wiki site. They even have like a still from the film, and it's a fucking blue. I mean, it's of course a blue screen.
What is this movie called? Is it called Fail the Movie?
Oh. They're like, hey, we got to do... All right, look, producers. All right, guys.
This guy has never fucking sold a ticket to a film. None of his films have ever made any money. I don't know whose dick he's sucking. All right, but he's about to die. Let's just put out a fucking one more movie before he kicks the fucking bucket. All right. Fuck, we have no money for this fucking bastard. All right, I got an idea. He said it when he was getting blind, it was really blue. Let's just fucking just make the screen blue. He won't know the difference. He's fucking blind.
You know what I mean? They probably just pulled the wool over his eyes. Yeah, we'll do a biopic of you, bro. Trust me, it'll be great. You'll love it.
I'm blind. What are you talking about? I'm blind. I won't even be able to see it.
He, in 2007, I mean, he died, it says, in 94, but it says in 2007, a British distributor released this movie, Blue, but the distributor was called Artificial Eye. That's a little ironic. But, he definitely got the HIV back in the 80s. He could have gotten that shit. Oh, yeah, he's probably a barebacking monster.
That shit fucking makes you blind, dude. That's crazy.
That's a fucking nasty case of AIDS. That's fucking. I don't want that kind of AIDS. I don't want any kind, but like, if I get it, I don't want the kind that makes you go blind. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. I want the kind of AIDS that Magic Johnson gets, where you just get richer.
Yeah, that'd be a good kind of AIDS. But that was funny when like Magic Johnson had he had gotten that and like he's like, I still want to play basketball, and everyone's like, fuck that, I'll quit. And everybody was just like, okay. I met him one time.
I ain't playing ball with that faggot. No, hell no.
I had lunch with Magic Johnson.
Oh really?
Yeah, nice what guy. Happened was back when I was a younger guy, I was in school, I think it was fifth grade. I won like an essay contest, like not like the kind Goofy Bone says, like essay. No, you know what I'm saying. I wrote an essay. I won a contest. There were two other people that won this contest at my school. And so the award was to go in a limo to downtown Chicago with Magic Johnson and get to have lunch with him. And so he met us at the school, went down in the limo, rode with him. He was really cool. He was like, yeah, call me Magic. And, you know, when we went to lunch, you know, the other kids, they were like a little timid, shy, but like I was talking with them and it was like, he was a really nice guy. I actually do something weird in the sense that I order mayonnaise with my French fries. I dip that shit in mayonnaise like they do in Europe. I don't know why.
That tastes good. I know. Always done that.
I like that shit. And so I ordered mayonnaise on the side of my food. Magic and I ordered the same thing. I had a burger. He had a burger. And so I ordered the mayo on the side. That was the only difference. And so when they brought out the food, we were sitting across from each other. He had the mayo put next to him. And I said, hey, Magic, can you pass me the mayonnaise? And so he gets up, he picks up his knife, he cuts his hand over my burger and starts bleeding on my burger. And I'm like, Magic, what the hell are you doing? He's like, you said pass the mayonnaise, didn't you?
Nice. Very nice.
That was so good. Oh, my God.
What happened to you, Kishu? Are you wasted?
No. What are you talking about?
Are you fucked
I'm
up?
I'm eating
You're
a
totally
Starburst.
Wasted,
and I'm going to smoke a cigarette. No.
Are you just laughing really hard or are you wasted?
Mm-hmm. No, I just got a really good Starburst.
Oh, wow. Starbursts are the fucking best thing ever.
What I found the Fiesta ones.
Oh, yeah. Fiesta and Tropical are my two faves.
They're so good. I really fucking need cigarette.
Oh, wow. I need Starburst. That's good.
I'll give you some Starburst.
Oh, yeah, baby. All right. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll come back and wrap things up with Dick Burns and Kishu. Stay right there.
I was a hippie. I was a burnout. I was a dropout. You know I was out of my head and I was a surfer. was screwed up. I was jacked up. Couldn't get any higher than that. I was held up. I was pronounced up. I was jacked up. I was out of my head.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yeah. You already know what it is. Vince back with you. Gonna wrap things up here in a minute. I have
left.
What's that?
How many minutes do you have left?
Eight minutes. 8 minutes left.
Oh, I need to play my other Wombats track.
Okay, I'll play that to close out.
Yeah.
Oh, jail. I want to take Ghost on in a black off. I gotta refine my black.
It's fine.
My black though.
Gia, what's going on, Kishu? What's you? Yeah, Gia. Oh yeah. Yeah, what it do, Dick? What's up with you?
I think my vagina just turned into a prune.
Oh.
Ew. Prunes are like brown and shriveled.
You know, racial litter, baby cakes. Oh yeah. No, shut up, son. Son. Shut up now. All right. You've done it, racial litter, baby cakes. Racial, you want it? Give it up to
you. No, please.
Or DP. You ever done DP with the brother?
I have, but not with the brother.
All right. I'll...
I did it with two dogs. Not really.
Oh, my God. I got to refine that a little bit. I think I need to work on that.
Yeah. I couldn't understand half of what you said. I just heard DP. I got kind of excited.
Yeah, that was not CP. It was not CP. It was DP.
I've heard.
DP, double penetration?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where it's at.
Oh, snaps. The only CP I like is clown porn.
Oh, what is that? Juggalos jerking out, circle jerking?
Right?
No, I've never seen juggalo porn. I've never seen juggalo porn, but I bet it exists. It's probably on a shitty camera, too. They're pouring Faygo all over themselves, and yeah,
everything has
baby.
Got a Z at the end. Everything's got a Z at the end too.
Yeah. Here comes a violent J fucking butt slam right here.
Can you believe how many fucking toothless idiots fucking follow that shit?
It's weird. Yeah. I mean. I don't know, and I guess, like, I don't understand it, because, like, at first, like, when I started to, like, listen to them just to see what it was all about a long-ass fucking ball-looking time ago, like, 90s, I checked them out, and I thought they were, like, you know, their own religion, almost, in the sense that they were, like, you know, preaching about wicked clowns and crazy balls. As bullshit, and but like I guess now like I've talked to a few juggalos and they're like, nah, dog, Violent J and Shaggy, they're Christians, man. It's all about Christianity, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like I don't know, they're talking about killing people and shit, and I know motherfuckers gonna hate, be like, you better listen to the shit. No, I don't want to, but yeah, what I got from it was it.
What up, Philly Negro?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times.
So bad.
I've actually been to some ice cream for sure. And I
I'm going to pee on air.
I would never go again, even if somebody paid me.
Okay, not really. I'm just going to go back to my computer now.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't listen to that.
The girl
paid
said,
me either.
Well, I left soaked in soda. It sucked.
What?
All right, so we're gonna close up the voting now. You guys shut up for a second. We're gonna close up the voting here. I'm gonna recount the ballots one more time, kids. We're getting close to the time where we find out who won the battle of the late night BTR stars. There you go. Your last chance to vote for who is it? Oh, Cowpote, Johnny Kush, or Dick Burns? Who did the best impression of BITB? And let me go check the voting. I haven't looked at the voting in a long time. Fuck, man, I'm baked. So, Dick Burns. I tried to see if they had any of that ISO hash stuff. The guys
in, or something like that.
Yeah, isolator. Yeah, they were like, what? They had no idea.
Oh, man, I guess it's a Euro thing.
I don't know. But I picked up some strawberry kush Keith, though, and I sprinkled that over my can of tonic.
Wait, they sell Keith? They sell Keith?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I thought you had to make that shit.
they just collect it. Jesus, Dick Burns fucking spammed the shit out of this bitch. That's some shit.
I just got a lot of homies on Twitter.
Yeah, your homies fucking came through. Johnny Kush actually got some votes. This is crazy. It looks like Johnny Kush might have beat out, because it's close for second place. It's Cowpote got two votes. Let's see, one, two, three. Johnny Kush defeat. Johnny Kush defeats Cowpoke for second place. Dick Burns, congratulations. You win. You're the Vince impersonation winner. Congratulations to Johnny Kush for coming into in a very distant second. That was amazing. And thank you also, Cowpoke, for bringing up the rear, as per usual. I'm Vince in the Bay. As per usual, I'm out of here. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Peace out, yo. And this last one, it goes out to Kishu, another Wombats track. This is Tokyo Vampire Wolves. Good night, everybody.
Sonia, how are you, lovely? Yes. No, we're doing fantastic. Oh, the boys are super... super excited.
No, they're jumping out of the trousers.
No, we're gonna make it there on time. No, I will see you there. Okay. All right, guys, we're here. Tokyo. I got some room. Come on, come on.
Your song.
Thank you very nice.